This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And you know what? It was a little bit of a pit stop for Mr. Whitfield. I tell you what, it was just seconds to go before we hit the on-air button. He's still running around putting things together, getting ready to make this post-Iowa show one for the record book. So you know what? Let's do our best and let's pay attention to everything he has to say this hour, because we've got a good one. Big win for Ty Gibbs, big win for Iowa. We continue to get closer and closer to the playoffs, and it continues to look like some big names just aren't going to be there. So time is running out for some of our favorites. We'll talk about that, plus what comes next. We got standings, points, you name it, man, got it this hour. So let's do it. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am sitting across from the man. I tell you what.
The myth, the legend.
The myth, the legend, who has finally taken a little advice from his better-looking counterpart. That would be me across the way. And it's kind of got, I see a little goatee going there,
yeah,
buddy.
You know, I decided to
I start getting in shape and you decide to follow in my footsteps.
I decided I want to be cool like Casey.
Man, I am 47, and I have a 12-year-old daughter that reminds me I'm not cool a lot. So that happens.
Well, how you know that for sure is when they stop hanging out with you. And it's the reason they don't hang out with you is because they don't want to be seen with you in front of their friends, because you might scare off the boys. At least that's the way it was with my girls.
So boys we're not quite there, thank goodness. I'm not going to enjoy that part, but
it's a matter of time.
The thing now is, if you're embarrassing, you don't say you're so embarrassed, you say you're cringy. She's like, Dad, you're so cringy. Oh, Dad, that was so cringe.
Really?
Yeah, that's the new way you say
that's
it.
That's a word I
and
haven't
I get,
heard.
I get told that a lot. Like, so cringe. Dad, whatever. I mean, you know, in the typical preteen angsty way that we used to all say it and probably said to our parents as well, but like, whatever. Dad, it's so cringe.
Wow. I hadn't heard that one. And she's going into what grade?
Here's the thing. I know I'm cool, so it's tough. Seventh grade. Started seventh grade last week, so she's officially a seventh grader, Sean.
She'll be at Notre Dame before you know it.
One more year. Got this and one more year at OLPH, and then we're guessing Notre Dame, so that'll be good.
Well, you're guessing, is that not where she's
going
to go?
No, that's definitely where she's going. But, you know, some thought can happen in 2 years.
They may decide they don't want an award there.
She may be more like your brother Shannon, and they just don't even want, they're like, no, can't have this hellraiser.
Well,
here.
If it doesn't work out, you know, you could have her be really cool and go to Silverdale Academy.
Silverdale, they have lots of stuff there. You know what?
That's a cool school.
I just moved to Chickamauga and sent her to old Gordon Lee.
Gordon Lee,
God.
You know, that's not a bad idea either. You know, down there where, it's a sweet little hometown. There's never anything goes on down there that's bad.
Mayberry, man. That's all that place is.
That's for sure. So how was the weekend?
It was good.
Anything fun?
Played a little golf. You know, this coming up weekend is my member guest tournament out at Winstone. So there's going to be a lot of 3 days of golf, which is a lot. Like, you've kind of got to gear up for it.
Do you think by Monday you'll remember it all?
Oh, Monday's going to be rough. I already know that. However, this new stupid, fitness journey that I'm on, you know, there hasn't been a lot of drinking because it's just empty calories. So I got to weigh that thing out. So who knows? I may feel good Monday. That'd be new. So played a little, it was so hot, but played a little Saturday, just, you know, get a lot of stuff done around the house, a little family time, mass, did not see you guys there.
We didn't make it.
But no, just a, nice chill little weekend because it's about to get busy. Hmm. You know, tis football season, so – The world's about to get a little busier down here in the Southeast.
So you play 3 solid days of golf. Is that what's on the agenda?
3 days of golf.
Man, that's just too much golf. And I'm surprised.
Too much beer. I know that.
Yeah, I'm surprised Mrs. Orr goes for it, too.
Yeah, it's once a year. That's about it. And I, you know, let's be honest. I still don't know how I'm paying for this. Like the bill will come due.
Have you already emptied out your balance of all your points?
Man,
are you in the negative yet?
I think my points are like,
you had to borrow from the points bank.
What is that? What were they saying? The Iranian dollar takes like a million Iranian whatever they have to equal 1 US dollar. That is what my brownie points are. It's the same scale. Like I can earn a million. It doesn't get me very far.
So the currency doesn't add up too well.
The exchange is god awful, and I'm always on the wrong end of it.
Well, lucky for you, you're walking distance from the clubhouse in case you're not in condition to get home after.
I'm walking home distance from the clubhouse.
Yeah. Well, that should be a fun time. I see where the temperatures are supposed to be up in the low to mid 90s all this coming week.
Today, pulling into the office at about 3 o'clock today, my truck read 100 degrees. So it is still blazing out there.
See, I mean, 3 solid days of golf in this heat, play all day, that just doesn't sound fun to me. That sounds like misery is more than anything.
You would, if I set a whole bunch of plants out in your yard, you would garden for 3 days in a row. You would goof off around the yard and plant stuff for 3 days in a row.
I would,
because that's
at least half the time.
That's your jam. It's golf's mine. You know, play a little golf, have a beer or two, enjoy yourself.
Just a beer or two?
At a time. And then
you only got 2 hands, so you can only hold 1 or 2 at a time.
God. I tell you what, and you know, when you're out on the golf course, they sell all those the aluminum bottles, because you don't want glass bottles everywhere out there.
Yeah.
And when it's hot, aluminum has got to be the worst at keeping anything cold. So it almost makes you drink your beer fast, because it's gonna be the temperature of a lukewarm bath in about 5 minutes.
Man. Now, do they provide all the beer at no charge?
It's part of the entry.
It's part of your deal. Okay.
Yeah, part of the entry fee.
Yeah. And you got 4-man team, I guess?
2-man. Yeah.
2-man.
2-man. But you're playing with somebody else, so it's always
okay.
Know, 4 people.
So if your games suck, you got somebody else you can lean on.
Yeah. It's it's kind of who's the best brother-in-law, you know, who's ham and egg in it, as they call it.
So is it like elimination where if you do well Friday, you're there Saturday, or are you there the entire time?
No, you're there the entire time regardless. So
they want your money.
What will invariably happen is by the time you roll around to Sunday, you're going to know whether you've got a shot at this thing or you don't. And then by the second 9 on Sunday, you're definitely going to know. Okay. And so that's when it just turns into, you know, how much can I get out of my money by the time?
And so how many teams are there in this tournament?
I don't really know. I mean, it's completely packed. It's sold out. It is at Winstone, the member is a lottery to get in. And then the member guest has a huge wait list, because if you play in it the year before, you're guaranteed in it. And no one gives up their spot because it's so much fun.
So even if you're a member, there's no guarantee you're going to be in the member.
Correct.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you always get in? Or is it?
I missed it. I was in this year, but I missed it last year.
Huh.
Which is a total bummer. That's what me and Jim Cutler used to always play.
That
old commish.
That big a deal. Big a demand. Huh. Speaking of commish, how's he doing?
He's good, man. He's
good.
Rocking and rolling. Old Dar's keeping him busy.
Yeah, well, good deal. Well, we had NASCAR at Iowa this past weekend. I thought we had some good racing yesterday. You know, we had our fair share of good competition. 2-3 wide. When they tried to go 4 wide, usually something bad was going to happen. But, man, I thought it was a good race. Race number 23. We got 3 more to go before we determine who's going to be in the final 10 for the chase for the championship.
Yeah, there always seems to be an added, you know, intensity to these races as we get up there. It's almost like everyone knows that there's – And even maybe more so this year, Sean, because you don't have the win and you're in. Yeah. You don't have the, well, let's just get to Daytona and throw all of our chips in that basket, because you can go win Daytona and it doesn't mean you're going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
So there seems to be almost this, I need three good races. Let me get out there and try to make that happen. And, you know, it seems like racing's a lot like a lot of other sports. Sometimes you've got to press and sometimes you've got to let it come to you. And you saw a lot of pressing out there on the racetrack.
Oh, I agree. Yesterday was the race number one for the USA folks, USA Sports and NBC Sports. I thought USA did a nice job. I enjoy watching a TV broadcast with Jeff Burton in the booth.
Oh, he's great.
I think he really adds something a little extra to the broadcast. I enjoy him better than I do Dale Jr. being in the booth.
Jeff Burton, he is the perfect third guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's right there with Larry Mack. You know, maybe not as excitable, but he's that perfect. When he says something, it matters, mm-hmm. and he doesn't overgo. And there's a certain, I don't know, polishness to him. And he was always that way even as a driver. Like, he was a great guy to have a microphone in front of. He wasn't just going to spout out and say a bunch of random stuff. He's going to tell you what's on his mind, and it was probably going to sound very smart and thought out.
Yeah, I'm
with you. I like Burton a lot.
He knows the sport exceptionally well. It hadn't been that many years since he was a part of it. I mean, granted, it's you know, been a few, but still, he's still been close enough to the sport. He's been a part of the driver council. He was a part of, you know, some of the changes that have been made over the last year or two with how NASCAR, you know, laid out the chase for this year. So he has been still on the inside, and so he's still got a good handle of everything that's going on. Steve Letarte, man, he's got to have so many contracts. Because he's with every TV crew except for Fox. He went right from, he was with Amazon, then he went right to TNT, and then from TNT to USA, and then he's a part of the NBC broadcast.
Have voice, will travel.
I'm surprised that all the networks have included him, because usually we don't see that, but that's a trend that we've seen with him. It's been a little bit unique and unusual to the way that the personalities have gone along with each of the networks that have been carrying NASCAR. But he is good.
Very smart, knows what's going on, and obviously doesn't sign long-term contracts with anybody.
Yeah, I would have expected with that trend kind of going on where it's not out of the question that you take somebody, you know, to the next group, because we've seen that with Jamie McMurray to a certain extent. We've seen that with Adam Alexander. He went from Amazon Prime straight to TNT. I'm surprised that Larry Mack hasn't been picked up from one of the other networks and only be with Fox, because I think Larry Mack is somebody that's got a lot to bring to the table.
Yeah, I love hearing him. And you got to wonder, maybe he just doesn't want to do the travel. Like he said, I'll hang with Fox and I'm good.
I don't know that he's had the offer, because I think if he had had the offer, he would have taken it. Could be wrong, but that's just my gut feel. All right, it's time for us to take a break. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We've been talking NASCAR for 25 years here on Rock 103.7. Actually, we were on a couple other radio stations within the family of radio stations here at Odyssey Chattanooga. However, we've been on Rock 105, Rock 103 since 2009, and we're proud of that. And we want to thank all of you again for joining us and making us part of your lives, keeping up with NASCAR. We've got a lot to talk about today. When we come back, we'll get into the results of the race at Iowa and get you caught up with all the driver standings, as well as we'll look at ahead at next year and discuss what the outlook looks for what driver is going to be where. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. We're here each and every Monday. Who's we? Well, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. Each and every Monday, 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Big win for Ty Gibbs. Man, Ty Gibbs, he's like the guy that won't go away. He keeps winning it. And is he now a championship contender? We got to have that talk. What a send-off that would be for old Ty. Of course, coming up, we head to Richmond, New Hampshire, and then Daytona, the final three races before the playoffs begin at Darlington on Sunday, September 6th. So, big win in Iowa for Ty Gibbs. Saw him barely beat his teammate Christopher Bell. So, just a good weekend all the way around for the old Gibbs family.
And that's sort of a bigger story to me a little bit is Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell finished second. That is 7 second place finishes so far this year.
We just had that talk. Was it last week or week before when he finished second?
It's a talk we can.
He does everything but win.
Yeah, 7 so far, including the last 4, or including 4 of the last 5 races.
So here's the thing about that. I know that's got to be super frustrating. And now that it's no longer a win and you're in, he's going to be in on points.
Yeah.
And you know how you win a race? Be in a position to win a race. And you know how you do that? Be right there. He's right there. To me, it's almost like he's trending really well going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Statistically, he has to win one eventually. And what a better time than the playoffs, and that's when he's really turning up. I'm sure he's super frustrating because all his teammates have trophies, but he might hoist the biggest trophy of them all.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. He has yet to have a race win. But to have second place finishes like that. Of course, yesterday was a good day. Even with the second place finish, he moved up 4 places in the driver's standings, which we'll get into in just a moment. But, you know, it's got to be so frustrating. And then every week he's being questioned by the media, you know, another second place finish, another second place finish. And it's just one of those things that you know, you just kind of shake your head and go, man, that's got to be hard to deal with. But, you know, there is a lot worse places to be. And there's many drivers in the NASCAR Cup Series that would like to be Christopher Bell right now.
Well, you know, it's
It's that old, he can cry all the way to the bank cashing those second place checks because they're probably still pretty good.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, you're still driving for one of the top organizations and in a really good spot coming into the playoffs.
Yeah. And then the bad luck that Tyler Reddick had early in the race, crashed on the fourth lap of the race. Fourth lap. His fourth finish of 30th or worse in the last six races.
He's trending
and he took out Eric Jones.
He is trending the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, go figure. And then Chase Elliott wrecked in practice, had to overcome a bad pit stop. He finished 15th yesterday, but boy, still a lot of challenges for Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick Motorsports has just not had the kind of season we're used to seeing out of that organization. All right, let's get into the results. Race number 23 of the Iowa Corn 350. Yesterday was the last race and the last time cars were going to be on the track with its current surface. Today, they were going to begin construction of removing the current surface and repaving Iowa Speedway. So the next time that the Cup Series is there, it'll be on a brand new surface, a brand new asphalt. So,
you think that asphalt on the way. Would be like corn-based? I think they ought to do something cool with that since it's Iowa.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe they put a little ethanol in there to make it, you know, a little bit better. All right, Ty Gibbs got the win, started sixth spot. He led 20 laps, ended up in first place. Christopher Bell started 22nd, second place finish. Ryan Blaney started in first, came in third. Josh Berry in fourth. Denny Hamlin started 29th, finished in fifth. When they interviewed Denny at the end of the race, he just looked absolutely exhausted. He'd had some problems with the car, but still managed to end up in the top five, finished in fifth spot. Sixth was Chase Briscoe. Seventh, Ross Chastain. Eighth, A.J. Allmendinger. Ninth, William Byron. And tenth, Austin Dillon. And no, that's not a misprint. Austin Dillon did manage to make it in the top 10.
Top 10 on the lead lap, Sean, because only the top 10 drivers remained on the lead lap, which is crazy. Other drivers of note, Bubba Wallace 12th, Logano 14th, Chase Elliott 15th. Let's see, bad day for a lot of big names. Keselowski, our buddy, 27th. SVG, who's getting dangerous to that chopping line, 30th. Hosovar 31st. Kyle Larson 33rd. Alex Bowman 34th. And like you already said, Eric Jones and Tyler Reddick in a wreck, 35th and 36th. Only 36 cars show up to Iowa.
Yeah. Let's talk about a guy that we never talk about. Came in fourth spot, started 13th, Josh Berry. Josh Berry drives for Wood Brothers Racing. He already knows that he's going to be out of a job for 2027. Unless somebody picks him up, he's going to be replaced by Jesse Love. And he got a seventh-place finish in Indianapolis. Came in fourth spot yesterday. So things are improving with his career right at the right time because this is going to look good on the old resume and to get some attention from some other team owners to possibly secure something for 2027.
Josh Berry, he's a Tennessee boy, Sean. You know, we should be cheering him on a little bit more. From Hendersonville, Tennessee. He's at Wood Brothers, yes. Unfortunately, a little bit late in the game to be out there looking for some of the top rides, but seems to be one of the guys that a lot of people is kind of one of those guys that everyone knows he has talent, very liked in the garage area, not really in a place that you're set up for a whole lot of success. But we'll see, you know, where Josh Berry's career takes him.
There were seven caution flags and 45 laps and 9 lead changes among 6 drivers. Overall, I thought it was a good race. There was definitely some ups and downs for some of these drivers. Shane Van Gisbergen has had a successful season so far. Ends up there towards the back in 30th place. Brad Keselowski had his fair share of some bad luck. Finished in 27th. And the one that had the worst luck of the day was 36th spot Tyler Reddick. You know, and this was a guy that, it wasn't but a few months ago, we were already declaring him NASCAR champion going to race number 26, and boy, has his career changed in the last couple of months.
Yeah, and like I said, the top 10 drivers were all on the lead lap, and then after that, 11th, Connor Zilich, all the way down to 25th, Michael McDowell. They were all a lap down, and then Keselowski and everybody, you go to 2, 3, and then, of course, like you said, Tyler Reddick with an early wreck. And so, you know, I don't think he – like get a lot of entertainment value out of races that where so many people are a lap down, but like you said, it was a good race. There were lots of two and three wide. It's just, you know, that's what Iowa is. And if you've if you do not have a car that's set up very well, you are in for a long day.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Iowa. Denny Hamlin is still leading by a long shot. 103 points ahead of fellow teammate Ty Gibbs is in second. Ryan Blaney is in third. Tyler Reddick in fourth. And Chase Briscoe is in fifth.
The top four have clinched mathematically their playoff spot. So Hamlin, Gibbs, Blaney, and Reddick, they're all in regardless how the chips fall here on out. Christopher Bell in sixth that continues with all these second place finishes. The first Chevy on the board, Sean, seventh place. Chase Elliott, followed by 8th, Carson Hocevar, 9th, Chris Buescher, 10th, Kyle Larson, 11th, William Byron, 12th, Daniel Suarez, 13th, Joey Logano, 14th, Bubba Wallace, 15th, sliding down to 15th, SVG, and 16th spot, Austin Cindric. Austin is 29 points ahead of 17th place, Ryan Preece, and they are another 20-something points ahead of 18th place, Ross Chastain, and 1 point ahead of Brad Keselowski. So Chastain and Brett and Keselowski, the two biggest names on the outside looking in, and they need a little bit of help going forward.
Yeah, and when you look at the point standings, you got 16th spot, you got Cindric, he is 397 points behind the leader, and then you hit 17th spot, you got 426 points behind the leader. So there's a 29-point separation, and then the numbers get pretty close, but from 16th to the 17th, is nearly 30 points, which is the largest spread when you start, say, getting anywhere from 11th spot going on through the field.
So, it, you know, and I don't think this is going to happen, but let's say everybody in the top 16 has two more good races. You're really going, there is a chance, because if we no longer have the win and in, there is a chance that when we go to Daytona, literally nothing's at stake. Everybody that's in is going to be in. Everybody that's out is going to be out. And I don't know that we've ever had that before, Sean, just racing for a trophy. And one of the reasons that I thought the winning you're in is just such a big benefit.
Yeah, it is a big benefit if you're in that situation, no question about it. And you're sort of having a struggling year, but the way we've got it now, I'm a fan of. I'm not all about that winning you're in. I'm about you got to stay on your game and you got to earn your place in. And just because you win one race doesn't mean that you have the luxury of making it into the final 16 or being one of the 16 drivers in the final 10 races.
When you show up to a racetrack, you're there for one reason, to get a trophy. When you show up to the track to go run, right, if you're going to – being a track meet, you want the gold medal, you want that trophy. And I just think turning that trophy into a ticket into the playoffs is just, it elevates the wins. And I know the points do all that, and it's going to work out similar, but it just, you get down to these last few races and you just like Keselowski to be able to look at his team and go, give me one good car, give me one good evening, give me whatever, you know, SVG, Sean.
But you're making it easy for them to make that 16, one of those 16 drivers. You're taking all the stress off of them.
SBG.
We want to see a little stress and anxiety.
SBG has two wins, and if he goes out there and yoinks in the next three, he's out. Well, I think if you win two races in a year, you're in, period. I mean, like, you have done what not a lot of other people are doing. So I just think it's that really fun, you know, just all you need is one good night. It's the same reason why upsets in college football, you know, as we're getting into the fall, and that's going to become a lot what we talk about. You don't have to be the best team, because let's face it, there's going to be three or four or five teams out there that have the most money to spend and the best talent. You don't have to be the best team, but you got to be the best that night. and all you need is that one upset. And to me, that's kind of what the win again was.
What if they changed it to where, okay, you win and you're still not in, but if you get two wins, it automatically puts you into the chase.
I mean, that's good, but most two wins are going to be in there anyway. SVG is kind of the one that's decided to win two races, and then
I mean, it's not a sure thing because he's sitting in 15th spot.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that most everybody else with multiple wins is going to be in. SVG is kind of the outlier because he's such a good road course driver and hasn't done as well on the oval tracks.
There's nearly a 50-point buffer between him and Ryan Priest in 17th.
But
there's still three more races to go, though.
There is nobody with a win that's not going to be in. So, but, you know, Bubba Wallace is sitting in 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. William Byron, very strange year, has zero wins. I mean, to me, that's what the guy's like, hey, we're consistent, but man, we really need that trophy.
Look in the Casey Orr crystal ball. Out of the drivers that are outside the top 16 right now, is there anybody that's outside that you think still got a good shot of making it in?
No. I really think that we're probably going to be right where we're at now. You know, Ryan Preece, unproven. The team isn't one of the bigger name teams. Are they going to be able to put three good races together and have some other guys run poorly? Perhaps. The Chastain is the guy I would say has the best chance. But for the first time in a long time, I look over at manufacturer and I go, ooh, when has Chevy put together a package that's made anybody get excited? So then you go down to Keselowski. I mean, past champion, Wiley veteran. Could he string some wins together or string some really good runs? Man, he hasn't shown it. So one of those three guys, Eric Jones, I mean, he's in a Toyota. He could get out there and win a race, but that's not going to be as big a deal anymore. And then after that, Sean, I just think you got guys that the hill's just too big to climb.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You take a guy like Ross Chastain or even Brad Keselowski, even if they get a win in. Of course, we've already determined and we know this, we beat this up, you're not in for sure. However, I don't know that a win would even give them enough points to manage to make them into the top 16.
Yeah, I don't think so. They would have to do that and have some guys
on
the edge, just, you know, blown engines and stuff. Which, by the way, when's the last time someone blew an engine? We've gotten really good at that. Remember, it used to be a semi-regular occurrence, especially like up in Michigan. When's the last time you just engine blew? Doesn't happen a lot.
No, you know, that's a good question.
They got that dialed in.
I haven't even thought about that in a long time, but no driver just comes to mind that's dealt with that lately, for sure. They're just making these cars too good. We need to see some engine failures here and there. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry studio. You can find them online at nugadentistry.com. The next time you are in the need of any kind of dental work, or perhaps you're looking for a dentist, just like my dentist, I'd been going to him for 30-something years, and he just recently retired, so my timing was just right. I got set up with Nuga Dentistry, and I would recommend you to do the same. So you can find them again online, NugaDentistry.com. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us in podcast form. Just go to your favorite podcast platform anytime starting tomorrow morning and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere at your convenience, or you can go to our website at RacingTalkRadio.com. Click on past shows and find all of our shows archived there as well. Easy to listen on your timetable. So check it out. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today we recapped Iowa Speedway, another win by Ty Gibbs. He continues to have a career year and set himself up nicely going into the playoffs, already securing his spot in the Chase, also known the playoffs. Formerly the Chase, then the playoffs, now back to the Chase again. Coming up next, we're going to Richmond for the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway. 400 laps, 300 miles, ought to be a good one. And then after Richmond, New Hampshire. Kind of a random place to throw in New Hampshire. Very old school feel of it. You know, short track. I won't call it oval, kind of paperclip shaped. And then Daytona International Speedway, kind of the place where it all started for NASCAR, will be the final race before we head to Darlington for the first round of the playoffs.
You know, it's hard to believe that we are approaching the Chase. Football season is almost here. We got college football radio on Rock 103.7 that starts here Saturday, August 29th at 9 a.m. with myself and Stephen Hargis. Yes, thumbs up to Chuck there.
Dang, atta baby.
Yeah, so we'll be talking SEC football. Can you believe this is the eighth year of college football radio?
That is pretty crazy.
8 years. It seems like, you know, we just started a few years ago. Of course, I've only been a part of the show for the last three. First five was two other hosts.
I'm so proud of you knowing that other schools exist and actually knowing some players in the SEC other than just whoever's quarterback at Georgia. I'm really proud of you for knowing some of that stuff.
Hey, it's all that extra homework that I do. And I just ride on Stephen Hargis's coattail.
Oh, you just wind him up, let him go.
Oh yeah, he just, you know, he just rocks and rolls.
Well, I'm still waiting for my invitation for the Big 12 minute. So whenever that needs to happen, you let me know.
Well, why don't you be here Saturday morning, 8:45 a.m.
I'll probably be exercising.
August 29th. And join us here in the Nuga Dentistry studio for our debut of the 2027 season of College Football Radio.
No, because the first show is just going to be a lot of SEC bootlicking.
It's going to be all SEC bootlicking. We can do the Casey Orr Oklahoma State sucks minute, and we're good to go.
Hey, we may not be great.
I just came up with that is a good segment we could start.
We will be better this year because you can't get much worse.
I was going to say, can it get any worse than the way it's been the last year or two over there?
So when I went to school at Oklahoma State, which is, many years ago,
we were
not great at football. But, it was just whatever. Like that, we were really good in basketball.
In track, I bet.
That was our calling card.
Track and wrestling, man.
Basketball, we are a world-class wrestling program. We are a world-class golf program, believe it or not. Hmm. And we're really good at, rodeo. Like we have a ton of championships, just not in football. And when I left, when I was there, they hired this coach named Les Miles. And he came in, and all of a sudden, we started getting a little better. And we beat OU 2 years out of four that he was there.
And OU is who?
University of Oklahoma. Everybody knows who OU is.
Well, you're in the South, so you got to.
Well, they're SEC now.
Okay.
So, anyway, then when he went to LSU, everybody remembers that, Les Miles. Then Gundy showed up at Oklahoma State and thus started about a 21-year run of being good to really good, right? Like there were. In 2011, we should have played for the national championship, but thank you very much, BCS.
Should have, would have.
But we retreated to LSU, Alabama, which was god-awful, and we would have beat either one of those teams on that day. But that doesn't matter. We were either good or really good, right, for 20-something years. And then the last 2 years, to just absolutely have the rug pulled. Last year, Sean, it was tough to watch on TV, and this is something you get used to watching. Because you're all excited because your team's good and you're probably going to win and here we go. And then you dread to turn on the TV and go, how bad are we going to get beat? And not only that, we weren't even fun to watch. It wasn't like the good, the high-flying days where we might lose 42-45. This was, 28-3. We're just getting shellacked.
So it was fun to watch if you were the opposing team.
Absolutely. If you were playing us, it must have been cool. But, it was so weird. Growing up, it wasn't that big a deal. But then we were good for 20 years. You get used to it. It's so much fun. And then just the rug pulled out from under you and having to watch, this. And it's a little bit like, and listen, barely, but, Alabama fans, you had Saban for so long. And now you've got Kalen DeBoer. Well, listen, Alabama's still a powerhouse program. But they're just not going to be at that. And I don't think – and a lot of teams won't ever be at the peak they were because NIL's changed everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, Georgia's in the middle of it. But eventually, Kirby's going to decide he's had enough of this. And it's probably not going to stay right where it is.
But
right?
It's going to be a long time before that happens.
Listen, nowadays, who knows? They may change some new rule tomorrow, and he's like, I'm tired of it. Like, I've made a gajillion. I'm out of here. They'll already build a statue of him. So it's just it's a whole new world out there. And, this season coming up is going to be one of the more interesting college football seasons in a long time.
We welcome you to go ahead and, change your membership and become a Georgia Bulldog.
Oh no, I have class.
I'll sponsor you.
I couldn't.
Oh yeah. You actually, it would be beneficial to your career because you would gain a lot more credibility with your customers at Quality Fans.
Well, first of all, my owner is a massive Tennessee fan, so that's probably not going to go over real well if I just show up repping Georgia. And secondly, anything in the red area of color,
you would look good in red and black.
It's a little too close to OU for me.
Oh, is that the way it is?
Can't do it. Yeah. Mm. I mean, they say they're crimson and cream, but whatever. That's terrible.
Again, August 29th, right here on Rock 103.7 College Football Radio with myself and Stephen Hargis. Stephen is the sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press. He's in his 37th year at the Chattanooga Times Free Press and goes to all the Tennessee games covering those for the paper. And it's been a pleasure for me to be able to do a college football radio show. We're nothing but SEC football, so check it out. We would love to have you join us Saturday morning. And it's great listening if you're headed to Knoxville to catch a game or headed to Athens or Tuscaloosa. Lock us in on your way to the ball game. All right, I want to talk a little bit about what is on the agenda for next season with some of these drivers. And I think we kind of scanned over this a little bit a couple of weeks ago, but we got a little extra time today.
It's always updating.
Yeah, we got a little extra time today, so I want to just kind of go over some things. It was just announced that Dean Thompson is moving to the Haas factory team. That was just announced, let's see, Saturday is when it became official. He is going to be driving for the Haas factory team in 2017 or 2027, and he's also driving one of the full-time entries in the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. So anyway, we welcome him. It's still unknown who's going to be driving the car for Richard Childress Racing last year that Kyle Busch did drive. And help me out here because I forgot the car number. What they moved his number to, what, 31 or 33? Do you recall?
No, I'll have to go look.
But yeah, yes. I don't recall. But anyway, it's still unknown what that's going to look like for next year. JGR will have no changes next year at Joe Gibbs Racing. Corey Heim, he's already had a couple of wins so far this year. He's going to be full-time with 2311. Ryan Blaney recently signed an extension. Austin Cindric is already signed an extension. Both are drivers with Team Penske. Joey Logano is still under contract through next year. Hendrick Motorsports is having everybody back. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Alex Bowman. Of course, Alex Bowman.
Misery loves company. Yeah, Bowman's on his retirement tour.
Yeah, so 2027 is his last. Spire Motorsports is locked in long term with Carson Hocevar. I've heard mixed reports. I've heard that Carson has a lifetime contract as long as he's driving, that he is going to be with Spire Motorsports, and then other reports just said a long term contract. So I don't know if there is an expiration date to that. Michael McDowell and Daniel Suarez are not locked into a long-term contract. It is uncertain whether or not they'll be both will be back with Spire Motorsports in 2027. RFK Racing, Ryan Priest, he has been confirmed that he will be back. Or no, excuse me. Ryan Priest will be at Legacy Motor Club Legacy Motor Club is leasing one of the cars for 2027. I'm uncertain as to where Ryan Priest is going to be. I don't know if he's going to be with them or not.
We're always talking about drivers on the move. Let me pick into your
Ryan Priest will be back with RFK next year.
Let me peek into your ownership brain. Who is the safest driver right now? Who is got the contract that no owner would let him out of? Who is the most valuable to their organization that it's just, Michael, you call and say, what would you trade for Michael Jordan? And the Bulls just go, they hang up the phone. All right. Same thing.
I would say there's several.
But I would need to know the safest.
I would say the safest would probably be, I'm going to go Denny Hamlin.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think Joe Gibbs is not going to leave Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin will have to leave Joe Gibbs in retirement, which, that's sort of in the plan for 2027. I would tend to lean towards a Kyle Larson. Maybe even a Chase Elliott.
I think it's either Chase Elliott or Ryan Blaney. I think both of those guys matter so much to their teams, to their sponsors, to their manufacturers, that there is no way. Can you imagine everybody else you mentioned, like Denny Hamlin, he's going to be done in 2 years. Kyle Larson's not going to be around much longer. But I think if Ryan Blaney left Penske, what do they have? And if Chase Elliott left Hendrick, It's three other dudes around a table. One's getting ready to retire and two good drivers, but they're not getting butts in the seats. I mean, I think those two guys are about as, I don't know, safe as you could possibly be as a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, they could probably ride their lifetime contract. Like, and it appears that Carson Hocevar is one of those guys that's in the same situation.
I would say that it's still too early. He can like still do something still silly.
Awfully young.
Or no show for the next 2 years and it not be that way. I feel like in this day and age when almost all of the leverage is in the ownership and sponsor hands, none in the driver, whereas used to back in the day, you know, big money to sign a driver away and drivers made these massive contracts that just they're not handed out now. I think those two literally are like their organizations aren't letting them walk out the door.
Interesting way to look at it.
I haven't heard anything that they are. We talk a lot about where's drivers going to go, where are they going to move. Like the flip side of that is as a team owner, if you've got someone that you can count on and that is solid and that your sponsors love, you got to keep them. And I just think those two guys, Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott, are about as locked in as you can be.
Yeah. We're really not going to have that much turnover going into next year.
That's the thing. We shouldn't have any major unless.
But after next year, there could be more turnover on the horizon because at the end of next year is when a lot of these or some of these guys' contracts come to an end. So interesting to sort of predict and look at the future there. So good conversation.
NASCAR Stradamus.
I guess so. All right. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will have some closing comments of today's show. And we're here each and every Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Rock 103.7, Chattanooga's Rock Station. If you're new to the show or whether you've been with us a long time, thank you so much for joining us. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the programs, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Yeah, is this Def Leppard?
Oh, right? Yeah, this is Photograph. Oh,
this is one of your favorites. So, we're in the car this weekend. Took the family to Waffle House, big spender. Which, by the way, I know
Waffle House just gets expensive.
I know how you are with money, and yes, Waffle House is all of a sudden gotten like, wait, what's going on?
Oh
here?
Yeah, two people go there, it's $30 easy.
Yeah, that didn't used to be that way, but anyway, so we went there, and somehow Sweet Child of Mine came on, you know, Guns N' Roses, and Evelyn knew the song from some remake that, you know, one of her shows had done, but this was the Axl Rose version, and so. Me and her mother launch in on, this is the real version. This is why it's cool. This is who Axl Rose is. His guitar player was Slash. It's like we were trying to tell her why this version is so much better. And it's so funny. Like, I remember that video being on MTV when I was a kid, thinking, man, how cool that dude looks. And if you go look at Axl Rose now, he's not sticking to a 1,600 calorie a day diet.
What does he look like now?
And he doesn't sound... Oh, David Lee Roth, too. David Lee Roth sounds like, it's so bad. Just watching these rockers get
old. I don't know how David Lee Roth sounds, but he's looking old.
Yes. And
of course, he is old.
That's the thing. It's like you sit there and you want to be like, oh, this was so much better. And I remember, and you're like, that also means I was old. I'm old.
You know, I saw Def Leppard at Truist Park about a year and a half or two ago.
Yeah.
Just as good as ever. I've seen them now four times over the course of the last 30 plus years, and they're still, to me, one of the best rock bands ever.
You know, everyone knows the one or two, three big hits, but they're, if you go get their, well, back when CDs were a thing, they've got a catalog, and you know, yeah, a lot more songs than you think you do.
When you go to one of their concerts, yeah, you're going to be singing along because majority of the concert, because you're going to know just about every tune.
I did that. So I worked in country radio a long time, and even though that wasn't like Nashville country wasn't my jam and wasn't my favorite, I also grew up on all that stuff. And so I would have to go to these concerts, and I remember it was an Alan Jackson concert and a Clint Black concert, both. Well, two separate concerts, but this had the same thought at both concerts. I had to be there. I'm like, you know what? He plays two or three of the songs that I like. That'll be cool. And I'll be danged if I didn't know every single song that they played, just because you're around it and you hear it and it was there growing up. And Alan Jackson, man, he's one of those dudes. You're sitting there like, my God, he sings that one too. Oh God. Yeah, that was his. It's fun. So, and I think he just retired.
You know,
he's doing his farewell.
I don't keep up with
something.
Country. So I don't know.
I don't either anymore, but I saw that I had to be at a few of those, Sean. Back in the day.
That was back when you were a young man.
And now I don't even know who these people are. It sounds very different these days.
Where are we headed? We're headed to Richmond.
Where would you like to go? Oh, NASCAR.
We are headed to Richmond. We've got the Cookout 400. By the way, you ever eaten at Cookout?
It's fast food. I know it's still on the more affordable side.
Is it a good place to go if you want to eat crap?
If you need to buy a bunch of crap, pretty good. From what I understand,
when I say it is crap, I don't mean that with disrespect. I mean it with just not the healthy food that I try to consume majority of the time.
I tell you, eating healthy is rough.
I know there's one in off Brainerd Road, one in Hickson there on 153. I've been wanting to try them because I hear they have outstanding milkshakes, but they're going to be the title sponsor, the Cookout 400, and that's going to be coming up at Richmond Raceway. We got a Saturday night race ahead. You can catch that on USA.
Heck
USA
yeah.
Network.
A little Saturday night under the lights.
Yeah. So good NASCAR racing scheduled for this weekend. Who's your favorite? You have a favorite?
At Richmond?
Yeah.
Man, let's go Ty Gibbs back to back.
I'm gonna
what
go,
the hell?
You know, going with a Toyota or going with somebody with Joe Gibbs Racing is certainly a good bet. I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin. That's his home track.
We should have to pick a Chevrolet from here on out. Every week you have to pick a Chevy until one of those guys gets a win.
Yeah, we're going to be like Bale and have all these second place finishes then because that's just not going to be in the cards, I don't think. All right, that's going to do it for us. Any final words, sir?
Nope. Have a great weekend. Let's do it again Monday.
All right. We want to thank all of you again for joining us. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, coming from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. We're going to keep you up to date with all the NASCAR news on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studios. Powered by Carpets and Furniture of Dalton. This is WRXR-FM Walden, Chattanooga.